As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Hey! Turn! You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
All right. Hello. Good day. Good afternoon. Yes, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And my name is Aaron, and as always, I'm here till 1 p.m. on Saturdays. And if there's something you'd like to hear, you can give me a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Phone up and make a request, and I just might be able to get it on for you. And we started things off with the Freeze Classic Act, originally from Cape Cod, Michigan, and later Boston, Massachusetts. Cape Cod, Massachusetts, later on relocated to Boston, and we heard two classic tracks by them. Broken Bones from the This Is Boston, Not L.A. compilation, and I Hate Tourists from their debut 7-inch title track, I Hate Tourists. And yes, the Freeze will be coming, not to Vancouver, B.C., but close, just across the border. They'll be playing next Friday in Bellingham, and they'll be playing with 13 Scars, Pop Belly, Cardi 7, and Proud Failures, and that's at the Shakedown in Bellingham, Washington. So if you're looking for a little wee road trip, there you go. Show starts at 9 o'clock, and it's $10, which is pretty cheap for a classic band. And speaking of classic bands, we're going to hear a classic band who played their last ever show last weekend at Rebellion Fest in England, Blackpool, England, gigantic four-day punk rock extravaganza, which happened last weekend in the UK, as I said. We're going to hear this band that played their last show, and they are called External Menace, and the name of this track is called Main Street Riots on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Anaheim police firing rubber bullets confront a crowd of terrified children, parents, and angry residents near La Palma and Acacia. Then one officer unleashes a snarling police dog, which attacks a mother holding her child, this bystander.
Just Presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers Alvetti co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union events and straight records. That's Epica and Alvetti with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, and the show you're tuned into is Generation Annihilation, and we started last set off with External Menace, a track called Main Street Riots. I'd be lying if I told you what that originally came off of, but I got it on a very nifty 20-song collection on Captain Oi Records called Pure Punk Rock from External Menace. You know, I got to say, I just Captain Oi Records CDs. Say what you want about CDs. They're not as cool as vinyl, but a lot of these CDs are what got me into some of these bands, because I buy a CD of them, and their vinyl is pretty scarce. And External Menace was one of those bands that was one of them. Band from Scotland, yeah. Awesome 20-song CD compilation, as I said. And we followed with a brand-new track from Billy Club. Billy Club from the UK, a band who's been going since the mid-90s. Featuring a friend of mine, who I've never met in person, a friend of mine on social media by the name of Carl Morris. He's been in that band for a very long time now, and he also played in Broken Bones, and who else did he play in? The Exploited, yeah, those are the two big ones. Yeah, the name of the song we heard is called Civvy Killers, brand new track. And we followed with The Vile. Provocation was the name of the release, and it came out on Havoc Records, and yes, a 5-song, 12-inch release, and that was a super group featuring Rat from the Verruckers and Tez from Discharge, and yes, Tez still is in Discharge, but Rat, who was singing for them for a while, is not. And we heard from Live Discharge, brand spanking new, not the recording. The recording is going back to 1983, Toronto, Ontario, and yes, 14 raging tracks here. Yeah, we heard The Blood Runs Red, and it was recorded at Larry's Hideaway, November 24th, 1983. And do yourself a favor, get this record. It's on Ugly Pop Records, and yeah, you can get it here in town at Hits and Misses Records. I got to say, you know, what's cool about having a punk record store that's knowledgeable in town. When I bought this record, I talked to the guy that was working there, and he says, yeah, I think you'll like this record. I was actually at this gig in Toronto, 1983, so how cool is that? And we're going to hear an act right now. They're getting back together and playing a show after 30-some-odd years, talking about a band called The Strike. If you're out this way, you won't be seeing them anytime soon, but they're playing an all-ages show tomorrow in Hamilton, Ontario. This is The Strike with a track called Gang Warfare on Generation Annihilation.
Media control. You're calling my.
After the sun sets on August 16th, Charleston Park will come alive with fascinating sights and sounds. The evening will start near the Love Your Bean sculpture at 7:45 for a sound walk, followed by a performance at 9 p.m. and an invitation to explore the other installations at your own pace. For more information, visit locomotoart.weebly.com. Oscillations is presented by Locomoto Art, Vancouver New Music, the International Symposium on Electronic Art, and the Vancouver Park Board.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Start things all off in that last set with The Strike, the Oi collection. And we heard a track called Gang Warfare. And this is a Captain Oi Records CD, and it's 14 tracks of The Strike, a band that never released a full length in their own right. But yeah, that song Gang Warfare was on a Oi compilation. If my memory serves me correct, it is Strength Through Oi, and they had a song on Oi Oi, That's Your Lot as well. And yeah, this is a great 14 song release. And yeah, like I said, The Strike are playing tomorrow in Hamilton, Ontario. Long time for them. And yeah, we heard an act after them called Emergency, an act from Vancouver, and they featured Fergus McLeod off The Strike. And yeah. They're really good for the time they were around. Yeah, kind of miss them. And we followed with Evil Conduct out of the Netherlands from the Today's Rebellion release. We heard a track called Yesterday's Rebellion. And from Portland, Oregon, we heard from Chartbusters with a track called Dead Man Working. Yeah, that was originally a Wretched Ones cover, but they do a pretty damn fine version of them. Yeah, they've got a full length called Oi that's really good. And they do some covers, but they do some originals as well. And they do the covers really well, and the original stuff is equally as good. So, yeah, check out the Chartbusters. And we ended the set off with the Wretched Ones, going back to 1996 from the Go to Work release on Headache Records. Heard a track called Life Hits Hard. Yeah, Wretched Ones, one of my favorite bands in the mid-90s. And, yeah, right about now, we're going to hear some Legion of Goons on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Now we come. Don't think you are made for. Don't know me, that's what you are. Fuck a bit, steal his car. Don't know me, what a joke. Bloody money, now when it comes. Don't think you are a fool.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR. Started the set all off with Legion of Goons from their self-titled CD release, and it's got 17 tracks. And I played this CD a while back when we were at the old station. I said, yep, Legion of Goons are done, but sure enough, they're still going. The lineup's just changed a little bit. The name of the track we heard is called Reptilian Brain. And we followed with an act out of Edmonton, Alberta called Paint the Damage. Heard a track called Crowbar to Cane. Followed with a politically incorrect act from Toronto, Ontario, and this is from a CD that came out in 1994 called In the Land of Gluttonous Pigs on T.O. Mohawk Records. So like that's like a play on words, Tomahawk Records. And we heard a track called God Bless You, Jimmy Baker, and ended the set off with a release going back to 1986 from Attitude Adjustment, American Paranoia on Postmort Records. We heard a track called Dope Fiends, some real classic crossover thrash from Attitude Adjustment. Got that one at Hits and Misses Records down on East Hastings there in the Hastings Sunrise neighborhood. And I got this record there as well that I'm about to play. We're going to talk about Personality Crisis. Yeah, live record of theirs, and it's on the Take a Drunk to Dinner tour, and it was recorded live in Seattle, Washington, September 6th, and there was some trivia that an unconfirmed rumor that a young Kurt Cobain was in the Seattle, at the Seattle show here, so yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, kind of interesting. So yeah, without further ado, let's get into the release now from Personality Crisis on Wino Records. Wonder What They're Thinking is the name of this track.
This is called Wonder What They're Thinking. Six more.